and welcome to the April 23rd edition of the NAREIT REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borks in Quito. Today I'm speaking with Bill Bayliss, CEO of American Campus Communities, about how the Student Housing REIT is responding to the coronavirus crisis. Bill, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Sarah. Pleasure to be here with you today.
So one of the ways that American Campus has responded to the crisis has been the creation of a resident hardship program for its student residents. What level of interest have you seen in the program, and what impact is it having?
Yes, and certainly, you know, student housing is all other sectors. You know, we see many of our customers, for our students and families, many of them are having financial hardship and income disruption related to the COVID-19 crisis. And so in wanting to do our part to help our consumers and our customers and their families, first thing we did is we came out as part of the resident hardship program with a pledge. And that was our pledge is that every American Campus Communities resident will continue to have a home during this crisis, regardless of their ability to pay rent on a timely basis. We'll act in good faith, working with every student and family suffering financial hardship on a case-by-case basis to ensure that our residents continue to have a home and to complete their online instruction in an academically-oriented environment. At this difficult time, there'll be no late fees, no online payment fees, and no financial-related evictions, and there'll be no negative impacts to credit reports of those suffering hardships through COVID-19. And so the program has been very well received by our residents and also by the universities we serve. The administration of the program, we include rent abatements, payment deferrals, also payment plans. And also in all cases, as we're working with our residents and their families, we're helping them access assistance available to them in the CARES Act based on their specific situation. As part of the program and the data we're gathering for their families, if their mom and dad are small business owners or they're independent contractors or they've suffered unemployment, we and our team have tried to become as familiarized as we can. So in addition to offering them relief and assistance, we're also trying to be a resource to them to understand everything available to them. To date, we've had 2,787 residents apply under the program out of our over 100,000 residents, so just over between 2 and 3%. And in the month of April, we were able to abate $1.6 million in rent. We've also already abated $400,000 for the upcoming month in May and have done more than 1,000 deferral of rent programs for May 1st rent and June 1st rent. So it's been very well received, and we're glad to be able to do what we can do to help those in need.
Now, many students and parents will be eagerly looking ahead in the hope that universities reopen in September, but that's still not a certainty. What message would you give your prospective residents who may be somewhat hesitant about leasing for the fall?
Yes, and as we just had our earnings call last week, and we were talking through our leasing statistics, and we're very pleased and optimistic about the return to campus in the fall by students, even if classes are going to be held online for the fall. To date, we are about 76% pre-leased for fall. And from March 16th until our earnings call, we had actually in that 30-day period had 5,000 students leased to return for the fall. And we also mentioned on the call that our lease cancellations for fall are actually running slower than in prior years. And so all the indications that we're getting from the students that have leased with us and continue to lease with us is that they're really looking forward to getting back to campus and back to collaborating with their friends and colleagues, even if classes are still done online for the fall semester. And so while all the universities that we serve as of this point are saying it is their desire and their objective to return to in-fall classes, and their backup plan is online classes in the fall, we see students still wanting to return to campus for the fall, whether or not the lectures are being delivered in the classroom or online.
And what sort of discussions are you having with universities across your various markets as they assess their housing options in light of CDC safety guidelines?
Yes, and our university partners that are also very anxious to return to the traditional model of educational delivery so that active learning and in-person engagement and mentoring and tutoring and collaboration and group studies and labs can take place, they're very focused on wanting to return to campus. And so really when you look at the COVID-19 impacts and CDC guidelines and making sure that everyone returns in a safe manner. Social distancing is something that the universities are considering first in the context of in-classroom instruction. We're hearing things like smaller student class sizes so that you can achieve the social distancing and the separation. Also supplementing in-classroom lectures with online lectures. And just making sure that everyone is being able to adhere to those guidelines. As it relates to housing, many of the universities that we serve, the large majority of their on-campus housing continues to be products left over from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s that still have community restrooms and bathing facilities on each floor that are shared in many cases by dozens of students. And so certainly in today's environment, the sharing of community restrooms and bathrooms is less than desirable from a student perspective in terms of what they would like. And so, you know, where we in our modern products and universities that have modernized their housing have a lot of product that is in unit bathrooms that are much more conducive and desirable for the students to want to occupy at this time. We think there will be some de-densifying that needs to take place in some of the university's older community bath facilities. And right now we have a major outreach program in place where we're contacting all the universities to make sure that they're aware of all of the modern product that exists off campus in walking distance to the classroom that is modern apartment style products where every unit has their own kitchen facility, their own living room. Typically, private bathrooms are no more than 2 students per bath, so the universities can have confidence in understanding the amount of private modern product that exists to help them get students back to campus with comfort in terms of being able to implement CDC guidelines.
Okay, and while we're still very much in the midst of the current crisis, are you already thinking about how to utilize lessons learned today for possible future pandemics or other issues that we might face?
Absolutely. And certainly, you know, when we think about it from a product development perspective and the communities that we will develop in the future, I think all of us, you know, the whole concept of social distancing and the CDC guidelines and all the practices that have become part of our daily lives. In the past, none of us really thought about those things in terms of how we design communities, how we operate communities. Now that it's become part of the daily way of life and managing this pandemic, I think a lot of things will follow through. And so, you know, certainly when we look at designing on-campus housing, I think we'll be much more cognizant and aware of in-suite bathrooms versus community bathrooms. We'll also, in those situations, think about what are better procedures to sanitize. You know, we've heard concepts of bathrooms being desanitized with ultraviolet lights and better practices in that regard. So I think all of us in all of our industries will look at the way that we have behaved and some of the things we learned in terms of daily good hygiene to prevent the spread of even the flu and perhaps change the way we do business on a day-to-day basis.
Great. And Bill, is there anything else you'd like to mention in the context of how American Campus is responding to the crisis?
Certainly. First and foremost for us at this time of national crisis, is, you know, on our earnings call, we talked to our investors that the guiding principle for us throughout this crisis has been to do the right thing. Right now, as most companies are in America, it's not about managing your earnings for this quarter or any given quarter. It's about doing the right thing to make sure that you're serving your consumers and your customers in a manner that is sensitive to the trials and tribulations that they're facing, and that we're setting the stage that we can all emerge from this on the other side and have a return to normalcy. And from our perspective, you know, what has made student housing such an attractive investment over the years is the stability of cash flows and the recession resiliency. And while certainly no company is immune from the negative financial impacts during this point in time, we're very comfortable that there will be a return to normalcy in higher education. Campuses will ultimately reopen. And when that takes place, American Campus will continue to be well-positioned as the best-in-class company and university partner of choice at that time.
Okay, Bill, thank you so much for your time today.
Sarah, thank you. It was a pleasure. All the best to you and your family.
Thank you. And to our listeners, for more on how REITs and listed real estate are responding to the coronavirus crisis, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.